or if not maybe a little bit more athletic. How do you defend when someone gets up into you? Do you turn the ball over, or are you able to execute what you want? Like, these are all the things that are laid out in front of you, and you're going to get the answer by 10 o'clock tonight.
Yes,
I'd say that's a great thing.
It is. It's part of the schedule, and it's very strategic how they put this together. Even though the first three opponents were not, quote, name teams, each brought a little something different to the table. In the last game, there was a little more size, and they're going to speak into that. They don't start, but they have played 2 7-footers together at times. Tommy Lloyd has. But you ramp it up, and you know, next week with Greenbrier, some really good
some
teams.
Really good
so
teams.
It really starts to ramp up now. It's the beauty of November and early December.
And the best thing about this is at home. There's enough varsity Golden Ale going around for the fans to create some environment for everybody right now. So if you can't get excited and ready for this one, I don't know what's going through your veins right now. And now how do you handle all that? That's the question.
Absolutely.
Now, how do you come out and handle it?
Yeah, your keys there. I mean, you know, the analytics and all that is very, very important. But handling the moment, and for some of these guys, even returning players, first time this year, first time in a new role, you are handling this with a big crowd, sold out, stripe out, bells and whistles.
All of it.
It's, you know, last year at the McHale Center, they pulled out all the stops. Arizona doesn't like Wisconsin very much.
Not at all.
And, you know, the Badgers didn't handle that day very well, albeit against an immensely talented Arizona team. Let's see how they handle it with the home crowd behind them tonight.
And I'm curious to see what John Blackwell does.
Yep.
You know, he's a slow start to the season, but because it's a different role. Not that he's played bad, but now all of a sudden the stage is a little bit brighter. And we've seen John play so well last year in that reserve role. Now all of a sudden, changes a little bit, marquee game. I'm expecting a big game from John Blackwell.
He was a bright spot in what was a tough day in last December's matchup in Tucson. He had 17 points in that game, and that was that old line about spurtability. That game was tied at 23 until Arizona went on a big run, and then it was over like a 20-2 run, and then Wisconsin was never able to threaten. Caleb Love is back. Other guys are back in different roles, so let's see what happens tonight.
That's all because Wisconsin played dumb. They took too many mid-range, fell into what Arizona was trying to get them to do. That's what they did. That's how big runs happen against good teams. I expect them to be way more disciplined this time around.
No doubt. Larry Serrato, Jason Phillips, Rob Riley, your officials here tonight as the Badgers come out in the home white unis and the Cardinal trim and the nice gold kicks being worn by John Blackwell here tonight. Arizona, the deep blue road unis, the red and white trim. Well, you mentioned that starting lineup, Trey Townsend. He was quite the player at Oakland University and had himself a nice couple of NCAA tournament games, a double-double when they upset Kentucky and had another double-double, 30-13 in what was a tough loss to North Carolina State. Of course, that was a team that went to the Final Four. So Tobey Awaka was in this building a year ago, the former Tennessee Volunteer. He will jump center for Arizona. Stephen Crowell handling the duties for Wisconsin. Toss and tap to Wisconsin. Badgers move to our left. We are underway in Madison. John Blackwell against Jaden Bradley. High screen Crowell. Blackwell dribbles to the right wing. Retreats above the three-point line. Left-hand dribble to the top of the circle. Flips it to Klesmith. Bradley gets Max now. And now a double from Awaka. Klesmith kills the dribble. Pivots. Needs help. Throws to Nolan Winter. Shot clock at 10. And Tanjay, well above the three-point line. Tanjay against Townsend. He picked up the dribble. Five to shoot. Crowell finds Tanjay. Flashing to the rim. Pushed it up. Got it. Caught it. And a foul. John Tanjay with an and one, and that's how the night starts.
But Matt, Arizona, ultra-aggressive right there. They're pushing the catches out by the W. How do you attack aggressiveness? You cut back door. That's exactly what it was. A pass and a cut right to the front of the rim. I say it a lot, but good things happen when
you
cut to the front of the rim. And that's exactly what John did there.
KJ Lewis called for the foul. Tanjay did not shoot a free throw Sunday against Appalachian State. He has gotten there with regularity otherwise as he knocks down this free throw. Badgers best in the nation at the foul line. Better than 92%. 3-0 Wisconsin in the opening minute. Arizona moving to our right. This Jaden Bradley against Max Klesman, throwing to Love. He is with John Blackwell. Lewis versus Tanjay. A throw out to Townsend. A three over Winter. It actually inside feet. It goes to Iwaka low on the left. Gets doubled inside. Kicks it back out to Love. Snaps off a long three. Back iron no good. Max Klesman flies in there for the long rebound. About a minute gone by. 3-0 Wisconsin. Klesman high on the right. He'll throw it to Stephen Crow. Posting on Iwaka. Single coverage. Crow starting to back. Backing mid post right. Backs and then lost the dribble. Knocked out of bounds, they'll say, by Iwaka. Badgers keep it with 16 on the shot clock.
Not surprised. Arizona's going to play one-on-one in the post. They've got the bigs to be able to do that.
Tommy Lloyd in his fourth year has a couple of seven-footers he can bring in off the bench. Inbounds pass Tanjay. One pump long on the left. Goes up. Gets fouled. And that's Trey Townsend who got him. And John Tanjay getting back to the free throw line for two shots.
You talk about the moment being too big. Right now, John Tanjay, the guy with one of the most experienced players for Wisconsin, has answered that question. And that's what this team needs. A nice, good start.
Jay with the first 3 points of the game, a chance to add to that. A minute 7 gone by. First free throw for Tanjay is in the air, and it is good. I mentioned Tommy Lloyd in his fourth year as the head man at Arizona. His teams have gone 90-20. Got clipped in the Sweet 16 last March. They were the final Pac-12 regular season champions. Second free throw for Tanjay is good. And he is 19 of his first 20 at the foul line as a Badger. 5-0 Wisconsin, a minute 10 gone by. Here's Jaden Bradley. Secured that point guard, starting point guard spot this season for the Wildcats. Beats Caleb Love, covered up quickly by Blackwell. A bounce into Townsend. Backs in on Winter. Shot blocked by Winter. Townsend gets it back, throws it up, and that's off the mark. Tanjay the rebound. You had Winter with a block, and then Crowell with an alter. Here's Blackwell, left side, takes it off the wing against Caleb Love, muscles it up, offensive foul, pushed off. Blackwell trying to get aggressive in there. Badger coach is not happy, but that three arm got up.
I don't like the call. They got up, but I get the call. I'm not saying it's a wrong call, but I just don't like the call. Does that make sense?
Not saying it's a wrong call, but you don't think it was the right call.
There's a lot of contact both ways.
Townsend at the top, going to KJ Lewis. Little hedge on the screen from Winter. Now Love flips it to Bradley. Up top, Iwaka rotates high on the left for Lewis.
It's a moving screen.
Iwaka just ran all over Tanjay. A moving screen and a half there. That's the first foul on Iwaka. And already three on Arizona. So Motiejus Krivas, the 7'2 sophomore from Lithuania, comes in for Iwaka.
That might have been one of the worst moving screens I have seen in a long time.
I'd be a terrible official. I think I could have gotten that call right.
Yes.
Tanjay goes into Crow, left of the paint. Rivas with the defense on the single coverage as Crow retreats, goes inside. Blackwell flashes to the rim, layup good. And it's 7-0 Wisconsin, 2:10 gone by. Jaden Bradley finds Townsend, back cut, and pass intended for Lewis, knocked away. Winter dives to the floor, timeout Wisconsin. So the Badgers off to a good start. 30-second timeout taken by the Badgers. 2:16 gone by. 7-0 Wisconsin. As the Badgers getting aggressive work both ends of the floor. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in diverse energy solutions for today and in the future.
We talked about the keys, the one that didn't have any stats, hand of the moment. We can check that one right now. We're 2 minutes into this game. Check mark for Wisconsin. 7-0 start, and they've been calm. They've been aggressive on the defensive end. They fouled all the rules that Wisconsin and Coach Gard wants them to do. Great start.
Good hustle by Nolan Winter there.
And you can see Arizona right now. They're trying to figure it out. They're huddling. They're trying to have these conversations. They're out of sorts early on in this game. You know there's going to be a run.
Yep.
You know they're going to figure it out. How does Wisconsin handle that? But right now, as aggressive as Wisconsin has been on that defensive end, Arizona's going to have to look for something to get themselves going because Wisconsin's not going to give it to them.
Here's John Blackwell. Dribbles up the right sideline. Breaks the midstripe. Throws the winner against Townsend. A tough pass. It got to Klesman. A near steal from Love. Klesman driving on Krivas. Got cut off. Beats Crow. Open three straight on, and it's off the left side iron, no good. Townsend the rebound for Arizona, and then it goes to Jaden Bradley. They like to push it. Here's Bradley, spin move, knocked away, got it back, beats Townsend, whips it right side. KJ Lewis with the jab step, Klesmith defending. Bounce pass into Townsend. Townsend whips it left corner. A three is in the air for Bradley. It's a rounded out, no good. And Krivas going over the back of Nolan Winter. The ball was tapped out of bounds. And I think they're going to get a foul there. They are. And
Nolan Winter. No okay. Like, then you got to call the first one. I disagree there completely. Not because it goes against Wisconsin. But if you're going to call that second foul, he's Ooh. Over the top to start.
He was. First foul on Winter. Bradley baseline left will inbound. Gets it into Caleb Love. Love off the left wing in the lane. Push it up over Crowell and in for the first 2 points for Arizona. This is the 135th career start, by the way, for Caleb Love. Under North Carolina Tar Heel, his second year in Tucson. And now a foul. Crowell gets fouled on the right wing by Krivas. It'll be his first and already four of them on Arizona. 7-2 Wisconsin. We're 3 minutes in.
Carter. A lot of physicality.
Yes,
there.
They are. To say the least.
Yeah, and I'm curious to see how this is going to play out as far as, and we don't talk a lot about the officials, they're going to call it, but how do the players adjust to the way that it's being called?
Carter Gilmore in for Nolan Winter. Blackwell, baseline right, rolling down for Wisconsin, loops it into Crowell. Stevie on the right wing, gives off to Klesmith. Klesmith picked up by Caleb Love. A pass for Gilmore, rotates left side, Tanjay. Tanjay off the left wing, jump stop in the lane, fades, flips, no good, rebound, knocked out of bounds, it'll belong to Wisconsin. Krivas. The last to touch it, and the Badgers get 20 on the shot clock. 7-2 Wisconsin, 16:43 left in the first half. Just getting underway at the sold-out Kohl Center. Blackwell, baseline right, will inbound. John looking, and he'll loop it to Crowell. It's tapped out of bounds. K.J. Lewis was there. A little bracket coverage with him and Love going out there on Crowell.
Wisconsin's starting to stand a little bit. They've got to keep moving because Arizona's ultra-aggressive. If not, it's going to result in a turnover.
Klesmith, baseline right near the corner, will throw it in. Max looking, and he'll toss it out to Crowell near half court. Being hounded by K.J. Lewis. Crowell gives it up to Tanjay at the midcourt logo. Tanjay left-hand dribble. Down the lane, barrels to the rim, layup good. Now Tanjay just muscling through, and it's 9-2 Wisconsin. 3.5 minutes gone by. Townsend top of the circle, and a whistle, and...
I knew it was coming, too. I just said the physicality and how do they adjust to the way it's called. This is going against Big Steve.
Off the ball.
And it's off the ball down below on the post. And I don't, like... Now the players have to adjust the calls because they're calling it tight. Yep. They weren't calling it tight to start the game. They adjust it within 3 minutes. As you can tell, I hate that as a big. Yeah. You're trying to learn how to play through that.
You're going to love bigs, though. There's a lot of them on the floor right now. Henry Vasar, 7-foot redshirt sophomore from Estonia in the game. So a couple of 7-footers out there together for Arizona. Not the first time Lloyd has done that this season. Here's Bradley. Drives off the right wing in the lane. Leaning, shooting, hitting, and he was fouled by Klesmith. And it's an and one for Jaden Bradley of Arizona. Foul on Max will be his first. A little foul fest in the early minutes. Both teams with four.
And that's what Bradley wants to do. Get to that lane. He wants to put the shoulder down. He tested the NBA draft last year. Like, he's a really good player. That's what he wants to get to. So Wisconsin, you gotta get around and stop that, direct drive right to the paint.
Junior out of Rochester, New York, a transfer from Alabama, hits the free throw, and it's now 9-5 Wisconsin with 16:18 left in the half. Here comes John Blackwell for Wisconsin. Blackwell dribbles to the right wing, throws to Gilmore, top of the circle. Carter flips to Klesmith. Klesmith against Love. Klesmith will feed Crowell. Gets it to Tanjay. Tanjay on the right side. Spin move to a pullback dribble. Baseline right. Good defense from Lewis. Fadeaway jump. Tanjay off the right side. Iron no good. Krivas the rebound for Arizona. Here come the Wildcats running. Bradley a pull-up three right of the circle. And that hit the back rim. A thud shot. But then it dropped through. I mean, that was a...
But that's the basketball guy.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Shot down there. And then all of a sudden you get a three that shouldn't have gone in. That goes in.
9-8 Wisconsin. A little more than 4 minutes gone by. Crowell tough pass. Nice catch. Blackwell. Low on the left, goes up, got fouled. That was Caleb Love who got him. Well, he got some ball. And now Love with a push. That should be
and
a check. And it is. Blackwell's got to get out of there. The team makes sure he does. And it's a little salty in the early minutes. Love with the personal, then the technical. And we'll have our first media timeout of the night. American Family Insurance is the official insurance partner of UW Athletics. Visit amfam.com/Badgers all season long for exclusive content, Badger fan sweepstakes, and more. 15:35 left of the first half. Wisconsin 9, Arizona 8. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Save big money and add a stylish look to your bathroom at Menards. Max has a great selection of showers, tubs, and surrounds. Max's freestanding bathtubs combine luxury and practicality. They have a sleek design and installation is simple. Right now, Max freestanding tubs are on sale through November 16th. Don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Making an Impact, sponsored by Grainger. A Clemson fraternity opened its arms to a student with special needs. They didn't know the impact it would have on their lives.
The joy and light that we were missing in our chapter that we didn't know we were missing from the beginning is unreal.
He kind of broke all the preconceived notions that I thought of that a fraternity man should be like.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers professional-grade supplies and solutions made for every industry and backed by product experts. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by.
Why? Why take a chance? Why risk a mistake? Why say something? We all have reasons why we choose to ignore the things that give us pause, that seem out of place, that don't feel right. The word why can either paralyze us or empower us to stand up and protect what we love. So if you see something, why do you say something?
I see safe for my family.
I see safe for my friends.
I see say for my students.
We see say for each other.
I see say because all of this matters.
We all have something worth protecting. A why that unifies this community we're all a part of. So protect your everyday. Report suspicious activity to local authorities. If you see something, say something.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
With over 1,300 slot machines and a 95% average payout, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison is your hometown big win. Make your next night out a winning one at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. 9-8, Wisconsin leads Arizona. 15:35 left in the first half. The officials were looking over at the monitor. Caleb Love, I thought, got technical foul on a push-off after the personal foul, but it's not showing on the screen yet.
No, and they looked at it. Caleb Love was just talking to the officials there. Now Tom Lloyd's talking to the officials as well. There's a lot going back and forth. Now, John said something. Blackwell said something to Caleb Love that got the show. And so there's the technical.
The dead ball foul is also on number one, Caleb Love.
But as soon as the shove happens, you have to call a technical. If you did call it, it was going to be shocked.
So there you go. So Love with two fouls now sits down. And John Blackwell will go to the free throw line as he was originally took the personal foul from Caleb Love. And then the dead ball technical, as you heard from public address announcer Mike Mankey. The first free throw is good for Blackwell. So it's 10-8 Wisconsin. We're about 4.5 minutes into the game. Kamari McGee is checked in the lineup for the Badgers, and the free throw for Blackwell is good. So he hits them both, and now Max Klesman will shoot the technical free throws. 11-8 the Badgers. Wisconsin has hit its first five at the foul line. Max shooting two, and the first will dance in for him.
Now why is that sequence so important? It felt like Arizona offensively was starting to kind of get into some stuff, and now all of a sudden you're looking at a four-point possession here and the ball.
Yep, point of interruption. Kamari McGee, as we mentioned, is checked in.
This could be a 6-7 point possession for Wisconsin.
And you're right about Arizona, though. It had a little six-point run. Anthony Del Orso is in the lineup now. 6'6 junior from Australia. Inbounds pass goes to Nolan Winter. He'll throw to Klesman. 13-8 Wisconsin. 4.5 minutes gone by. Max with a pass high on the right for John Blackwell. Del Orso is defending. Blackwell steps back, takes the three, makes the three. John Blackwell with 7 early points. Make it 16-8. Wisconsin, what a possession that was. 7 on the possession for the Badgers. They scored a touchdown. Here's K.J. Lewis. The pass goes off the foot of Blackwell trying to slip a pass to Krivas.
That's a good point per possession right there.
That's very good.
Yeah, I don't know if we've... I don't know.
Might be like a record or something. Yeah,
that's when you circle.
Old seven point
per possession.
Jaden Bradley, baseline left. Will inbound it. Looking. Nothing inside yet. And we'll throw it out to Krivas. On the left wing, hands to Del Orso. Curl steps back. He'll try three straight away. Splash it.
He's a shooter.
Yes, he is.
That's what he does.
Campbell transfer was 38% from distance a year ago. 16-11, Wisconsin. 5 minutes, 10 seconds gone by. Kamari McGee, high screen from Gilmore. Throw to Winter high on the right. Nolan picked up the dribble. Bounces to Blackwell. Mid-range. Baseline right jump. Off the rim, no good. And a rebound to K.J. Lewis. Lewis up the floor in a hurry. Left lane line shot sent out of bounds by Carter Gilmore. Coming in there off the ball for the rejection. And now Jack Janicki and John Tanjay will come back in. Blackwell will sit down, as will Max Klesmit, Tobey Awaka, and Carter Bryant, a McDonald's All-American, freshman out of Riverside, California, comes in. Lewis and Krivas will sit down. 14:34 left in the half. 16-11 Wisconsin. Inbounds pass Awaka. It's it to Del Orso, covered up by Janicki. Del Orso in the lane, kick out Bryant, fakes the three. Tanjay picks him up, a pass for Del Orso. Goes in, Rubesar, and Rubesar, right block, good D from Gilmore, 8 to shoot. Del Orso, whistle, and they'll get Janicki inside of the
Carter
post.
Carter Gilmore, yeah.
Yep, they do, it's on Gilly, that'll be his first. And team foul number five.
A lot of those called early, and that's where I say players. That's where you have to adjust.
Adjust, yep. Jaden Bradley, baseline right to inbound. And to Del Orso, working on Janicki, who cut him off. A pass out to Bryant, flips to Jaden Bradley. Outside left, hedge of the screen for Gilmore. Pull up foul line jumper, Jaden Bradley is good. And he is creating some problems early on. He has 8, and it's 16-13, Wisconsin. 14 minutes left in the first half. Jack Janicki, he'll throw to Winter, fakes the three. Nolan kicks to Janicki. He fakes three, steps back, takes the three, left of the circle, money. Jack Janicki, no fear. 19-13, Wisconsin. 13:45 left in the half. Vassar out front. He got fouled by Gilmore. Got him across the face there. That's 2 on Gilmore and now 6 on Wisconsin.
And that's why I'm emphasizing you have to adjust, because what's going to happen is now all of a sudden next one with 13:44 left in the first, they're at the free throw line.
Yep. Both teams with 6 fouls. Bradley sideline right will inbound. 19-13 Wisconsin. Bradley throws it into Vassar, hands it back to Bradley. And around the Awaka screen, three in the air, front rim no, rebound tipped, Awaka had it, lost it, it's loose along the left baseline, and it hit the left baseline, out of bounds to Wisconsin. And this Arizona team, Butchie, you gave the stat, with Arizona, how well it hits the offensive glass, it basically tracks down half of its misses.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're that good on the offensive glass.
Now Arizona look. Diamond press here, Matt.
Yep.
So just a different look.
Badgers have prepped for it. They know it's part of the arsenal. Xavier Amos on the floor for Wisconsin. Oh. Now Crow gets fouled by Vassar near the right corner, and Stevie went down a bit awkwardly, but appears to be okay. The foul on Henry Vassar, 7-foot redshirt sophomore, his first, and the team's 7th, so the Badgers now in the bonus. Which you just loving the whistle here tonight. You all right?
Well, we're 13 minutes of the game. We got
to be here a while.
13 fouls called, right? 7 plus 6.
Yeah.
I'm not the smartest one around, but.
Well, the Badgers continue to get it done at the foul line. Front end is good for Crow. Which at 92.5%, the Badgers at the foul line through the first 3 games, best in the country. And the second free throw, no good. Amos could not control the rebound. So after 8 straight makes, a miss at the foul line for Wisconsin. 20-13, the Badgers. 13:20 left in the first half. Jaden Bradley outside left. He'll throw to Anthony Del Orso. He's with Janicki. Del Orso fakes right, moves left, kills the dribble. It's the left side for Bradley on the wing. Inside feed, Awaka catches. Left block, left shoulder turn, up right hand, good. Tobey Awaka, who had 6 points, a like number of rebounds for Tennessee last year. The Volunteers win here in Madison. 20-15, Wisconsin. 12:55 left of the break. Janicki left wing, bounce pass crowd. Back to Jack. On the give and go, layup is good. Janicki with five, 22-15 Wisconsin. Beautifully executed give and go. Bradley goes into Awaka against Crow. Pivots low on the left, goes up, tough shot, back rim, no. Rebound, Tanjay trying to save it, and he got fouled. He got bumped as he was leaning out of bounds along the right baseline. They get Henry Vassar, and that's going to be his second personal. The foul's really adding up on both sides as Vassar will come out. Townsend is back in.
Sometimes you'll take it.
12:37 left in the first half. 22-15. Wisconsin leading Arizona. John Tanjay at the foul line. Has seven so far for Wisconsin. 3 of 3 at the foul line. Front end of the 1-1 will fall in for him. He had 17 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists on Sunday against Appalachian State. No turnovers, we might add as well. Second free throw for Tanjay. He made the first, and he's pure with the second. 24-15, Wisconsin. 12:35 left in the first half. The Badgers 10 of 11 at the foul line. Bradley out front, matched up with Kamari McGee. Bradley shuffles right. He'll feed Carter Bryant. Quick pass, Townsend. Off the right wing. In the lane, drew a double. Now cross-court pass, Bradley to Bryant. Three in the air. Nope, hit the front rim. Rebound, Townsend up over Amos. Back rim and down. Jay Townsend's first points, 24-17, Wisconsin. Offensive glass. Arizona hits it hard. Tanjay on the top, at the top of the circle, feeds Kraut. Quick pass, Kamari McGee. 12 minutes left in the half. McGee, baseline right, stops and slipped the pass to Kraut. He got fouled by Awaka. Not a ton of contact there. Actually, we'll see. It's on Arizona. And we'll get that clarified. And we will go ahead and take a break. Badger Extra is the best website and mobile app for everything Badger sports. From the experts at the State Journal, go to BadgerExtra.com or search your app store today. Wisconsin basketball also brought to you by Cleary Building Corp. We protect what you value. Visit ClearyBuilding.com to see the Cleary difference. 11:58 left in the first half. Wisconsin 24, Arizona 17. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming
Badger fans, basketball season is here, and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
Hey Badger fans, fall is here and you know what that means. Chilly days are just around the corner. Don't let the cold catch you off guard. That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryant Heating and Cooling who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryant systems. Ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hey Badger fans, if you're looking for the perfect in-game meal, choose a Brew Pub Pizza loaded with quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with more than half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese. Brew Pub Lots of Matzo Pizzas are a proud partner of Badger Athletics and are available in your grocer's freezer. That last foul, by the way, was on Arizona's Carter Bryant, his first team's ninth. We still have 11:58 left in the first half. Wisconsin 24, Arizona 17. Settle in. This is going to take a while.
That's why you're a pro. That's why you're the pro's pro. As you put that so delicately, so nicely, you put that.
I used to not be that way, and I listened back to that guy, and I didn't like that guy.
No, for
so,
sure.
John Tanjay at the foul line.
But that's where you do have to adjust, right? Yep. Like, as a player, and I've seen it a lot, when you've got nine fouls, it's a lot. It just is. You're not even halfway through the first half.
Yep.
But as players, you have to know that that's the way it's going to be called and then make those adjustments.
Second free throw for Tanjay after making the first. He makes them both. He remains flawless at the foul line tonight. 26-17 Wisconsin, 11:52 left in the half. Andrews with six buckets and 12 of 13 at the foul line. Del Orso feeds Townsend. Drives on Xavier Amos. Stops left block. Left shoulder turn up right hand. Good. Trey Townsend with four. He's 6'7", and he's stocky.
Yeah,
solid 235-pounder.
That's the right word, because that's what he did. He used that shoulder to get right into the chest.
26-19 Wisconsin. Max Klesman drives. Swoops to the rim. Layup. Good. Klesman on the attack. 28-19 Wisconsin with 11:20 left till halftime. Trey Townsend up top. Stops left of the circle. Rips it to Anthony Deloso around a Townsend screen. Blackwell works over it. Inside feed. Knocked away by Klesman. Max diving to the floor. Got a floor burn. Got the ball as well. Gives off to Amos. Back to Klesman. And there's what Max Klesman, one of the many things he does well. He doesn't care. It's on the floor. He's going to go for it, just like any Badger player does through the years. Here's Blackwell on the left wing around a crowd screen. Throwing to Amos at the top. Xavier gives off to Tanjay. Shot clock at 7. Tanjay versus Townsend. A flip to Crow, four to shoot. Blackwell left of the circle, three in the air. Off the right side iron, no good. Del Orso the rebound. 10:40 left of the half, 9-point lead Wisconsin. Bradley, left lane line, turns it out to Del Orso. Now it's Krivas, Mo Krivas back in there for Arizona. Carter Bryant draws, kicks, right side. Del Orso for three, splashed it from the right wing. Second triple for Anthony Del Orso. 28-22 Wisconsin, 10:20 left in the half. Blackwell lobs it in, caught by Crow, right of the paint. Crow, Tanjay trying to flash, can't get loose. Crow backing, right block, picked up the dribble. Now went going down, and a flop was Krivas. A flop there with most Krivas.
It's a cylinder. It's a cylinder.
Yeah, you're right. Yep.
Not a flop.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Yes. Yep, you're right. Yeah, the flop is old news.
Yep.
You got to give the offensive player.
Not happy.
Yeah, the offense. Let me explain what that is, though.
Sorry.
The cylinder. You have to give the offensive player space to make a move with a normal basketball move.
We talk
about
crowd
guys.
This.
Yes, they get Krivas. That is his second. That's what a cylinder foul is when you are up and into someone. Now they're gonna go ahead and look at the monitor. As a defender, with the guy with the ball, you've got to give him a chance to make a normal basketball move. Like swinging the ball, for instance, and that wasn't the case.
No, now, from where we're sitting, man, I thought that is a call that benefited Wisconsin, to be honest.
We have 10-10 left in the first half, 28-22, Wisconsin leading Arizona. This officiating crew, Larry Serrato, Jason Phillips, Rob Riley, with already a couple of reviews here. Not sure in this instance here. We're looking for something.
And
perhaps,
I mean, if they're going to look at that, I don't. They're going to keep it as two.
They were checking to see if an elbow was up high, but the foul was called before, you know, the cylinder before that.
They were asking if Steve made a basketball move, and it was. Wow, fouls are piling up.
Badgers are in the double bonus, by the way.
Is there a triple bonus? I didn't know if that was a new rule that got put in, the triple bonus. We might get there. There is no triple bonus. I'm just joking.
First free throw for Crow is good. Well, this Wisconsin program last year made a significant jump at the foul line from the year before that. Now, again, we're just starting this season, but they have been just terrific so far. This early stage of the season at the foul line, I just jinxed him as Stevie missed the second free throw. Arizona clears the rebound, but point is, when you're 13 of 15 at the foul line, that ain't bad. 10 minutes left in the half. 10 minutes left in the half. 29-22 Wisconsin. Owaka throwing to Caleb Love. He is with John Blackwell. A screen from Owaka. Driving his Love. Right lane line up over Crowell. Altered the shot. Wildly missed. Rebound knocked out of bounds. It'll belong to Wisconsin. Good work on the interior there. Stevie altering the shot. Here comes John Blackwell for Wisconsin. Badgers up 7, 9:45 left in the first half. Xavier Amos rotates to Klesman, high on the left. Going to Crowell, feeds Tanjay right wing. KJ Lewis defending. Tanjay drives off the wing, got hip checked by Lewis, and Tanjay will shoot two as Lewis is called for his second foul. So you got Love with two, Lewis with two, and there's seven footers, Vesar and Krivas each with two. Carter Gilmore ready to come back in for Wisconsin. 9:35 left in the half. John Tanjay with 9 points so far, five at the foul line. Make it six at the foul line as he makes the first. Gilmore in for Xavier Amos.
This will be the 17th foul free throw shot for Wisconsin. There's still 9:35 left. You're in the double bonus. Some Bo always talked about, some Greg always talked about. Just keep getting there.
Yeah, no doubt.
Just keep getting there. It's going to be where it's at. You just keep taking advantage of it. Keep taking the free ones.
Second free throw good. 31-22 Wisconsin. 9:30 left of the break. KJ Lewis going to Caleb Love. Rotates for Del Orso on the left wing. Inside feed. Owaka catches. Turns up over Crowell. And Crowell got a piece of it. Ball is loose inside. Knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Wisconsin, they say. The interior of the Wisconsin defense causing some problems here for Arizona.
Well, they're playing with their chest. That's why.
Lewis, baseline right, will throw it in. Into Owaka. On the right wing. Out to Caleb Love. Covered up by Blackwell. Love, almost a double dribble there. Goes into Owaka. Starting to back. Mid post right. Out to Lewis. Snaps off a three straight away. Good. Clean look in KJ Lewis. That's only the second three he has hit this young season. This is game three for Arizona. 31-25 Wisconsin. 9 minutes left of the break. Blackwell, baseline left. Turns it out to Carter Gilmore. Couple of dribbles for Gilmore. Bounces it to Tanjay on the right wing. John, baseline right of the drive. And he got fouled by Del Orso. Two more free throws coming up for John Tanjay, who is 7 of 7 so far at the line. 7 of his 11 coming at the foul line in this first half.
Matt, we've talked about three-point shots spreading the floor. Wisconsin wants to get 25 to 30 of them. Throw that out the window. And with 8:50 left, drive the basketball. Yeah. Keep driving the basketball. And keep driving the basketball. You can take all the threes you want. Get that out the window right now.
First free throw for Tanjay is good. The Badgers right now have outscored Arizona at the foul line 16-1.
Is that a lot?
It's considerable.
And when's the last time you've seen something like that? I can't remember.
No,
I really can't.
No. Like back in the day when Bob Knight was coaching at Indiana, you played down there. You weren't going to get it.
Exactly. Yes.
Second free throw good for Tanjay. 33-25 Wisconsin. 8:43 left in the half. Caleb Love on the right hand dribble right. Foul line extended. Feeds Del Orso. Deep three left of the circle. Off the rim. No good. A walk of the rebound up. No. Rebound fought for. Gilmore trying to knock it free. Foul is called.
And Tommy Lloyd is getting closer because he is about to lose it.
That's team foul number 7. Nolan Winter is called for that foul. That's 2-1 Winter. And Tobe Owaka, who is 4 of 8 this young season at the foul line, shoots a 1-1, and he connects on the first. He was 74% a year ago at Tennessee. Some fairly modest stats for him with the balls last year. 5 points, 4.5 rebounds a game. 6'9", 250-pound junior out of New York. Missed the second free throw. Winter the rebound. 33-26 Wisconsin, 8:28 left in the half. Gilmore at the top of the circle. Bounces to Klesman, covered up by Caleb Love. A screen from Winter. Max right wing, out to Nola, three in the air, straight on. Back on line, no good. Del Orso, the rebound for Arizona. Outlet to K.J. Lewis on the push. A pull-up three on the right side. Off the rim short. Tanjay up for the rebound. One and out for Arizona. 1-0, make that 8:05 left in the half. Tanjay out to Gilmore, top of the circle. 33-26, the Badgers. Blackwell fakes the three. Off the right wing he goes, retreats, throws to Tanjay. Deep three, left of the circle, book. John Tanjay. A triple, and the Badgers lead by 10. 36-26, Wisconsin. 7:45 left of the break. Townsend runs a pass to Del Orso. Picked up by Gilmore in the switch of the right wing. Del Orso threw it away. Here comes Blackwell. He's all alone. Down the lane to the rim. And a goaltend is called as Lewis closed late. Basket counts. And the Badgers lead by 12. They get a goaltend and a foul on top of it. I think it's a goaltend. Badgers want it. They're saying no. But well, we'll sort it out. But it's a foul on K.J. Lewis. And no goaltend. All right, we will go ahead and take a break. Well, a lot of stuff to sort out here so far tonight. Glad that game starts tomorrow night at 6:30. Menards is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. 7:34 left in the half. Wisconsin 36, Arizona 26. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Warren Eye Care in Racine. Dr. Warren utilizes cutting-edge technology to enhance care quality and efficiency. His patients can expect a streamlined experience for their glasses and contact lenses. Appointments typically last 30 minutes unless additional testing or services are required. So go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $30 gift certificates for just $15. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Don Rosen in the morning. He's got local news for you, updates on the weather every few minutes, and now Paul Harvey with the rest of the story at 7:25 every weekday morning. Don Rosen also features the timeless hits with our local news, weather, sports, and more. Every morning, 6 until 9 o'clock, start your day and hear conversations from your friends, neighbors, people you know. It's all right here on WRJN. Local news and timeless hits.
Did you know that 9 out of 10 Americans are sick of the divisions in our country? But there's one small step we can take to remember that we're still connected. All over America, strangers with different political views are coming together to talk about their lives, not politics, and discovering they actually have a lot in common. Because even if we don't see eye to eye, we can still talk heart to heart. So let's talk for a change. Learn more at takeonesmallstep.org.
WRJN is your home for local news and timeless hits. And every Saturday from 10 to 2, Terry Havel brings you Rock and Roll Never Forgets. It's a great reminder of what the roots of rock and roll were really all about from the 50s, 60s, into the 70s. From 10 until 2, Terry has the stories, the facts, some of the fiction, and always great trivia that goes along with rock and roll. It's Rock and Roll Never Forgets, Saturday, 10 to 2 on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
34 left in the first half. 36-26 Wisconsin. John Blackwell shooting two at the free throw line. Good with the first. It was not called a goaltend on the floor, so therefore you can't review it. You can only review that if they call goaltending on the floor. It looked like it, a live look, but they didn't call that. They got the foul on K.J. Lewis, his second. Blackwell hits both free throws, and the Badgers lead by 12. 38-26, 7:28 left in the first half. Wisconsin 19 of 21 at the foul line. Arizona's 2 out of 3. Here's Trey Townsend. Dribbles in the lane, goes up over Gilmore. Got it. It counts and a foul. And Townsend will go to the free throw line. Carter Gilmore the foul, and that's 3 on Gilly.
Well, and that's the experience of Townsend, just to take his time when he gets in the post. I thought Gilly did a pretty good job at first, but then he leaned a little too much in there.
First time in this young season that Greg's had someone out there with the two fouls, but you need that bigger body for this kind of game. Gilly picked up his third. Xavier Amos is in for him as Townsend knocks down the free throw. Three-point play for Arizona. 38-29 Wisconsin, 7:18 left in the half. Kamari McGee out there with Amos, Stephen Crowell, Blackwell, and Jack Janicki. Here's Blackwell being hugged by Awaka. Blackwell Up to the right block, throws one up, tough shot, no good. Tobey Awaka the rebound. Here's Anthony Del Orso to the front court against Janicki. Stops right at the circle, finds Awaka down the lane, and he got bumped by Blackwell. That's two on John, and now a decision for Greg Bard in these final 6 minutes, 57 seconds of the half. Blackwell for sure coming out for now, but the question is, does he come back in before the half is over?
And I think it depends if they can keep this lead.
Yep.
I really do.
Tobey Awaka at the free throw line. 6:57 left in the half, running the 1-1. Back iron, no good. Xavier Amos the rebound. 38-29 Wisconsin, 6:53 left till halftime. Husband left side of the front court for Wisconsin. Badgers move to our left for the first half. Amos with a handoff to Kamari McGee. Whips to Crowell, top of the circle. Crowell whips it to Janicki. Outside left. Moves it inside. Crowell open low to the left to the rim. Slam dunk! Steven Crowell with the flush. 40-29 Wisconsin. 6:33 left in the half. Inside feed to Awaka the other way. Low on the left. Throws it up right hand. Off the mark. And it's saved by McGee. A diving save along the left baseline. Whipping a pass to Max Klesman. And now Crowell back to Max. Three in the air. Straight on. Got it. Max Klesman's first triple. Timeout Arizona. The lead is 14 for Wisconsin. We'll keep it here with 6:16 left in the first half. Wisconsin 43, Arizona 29. Of the 43 points, 19 at the foul line for Wisconsin. They're making pretty much everything. 10 of 17 for the field, 4 of 7 from the arc, 19 of 21 at the foul line.
Well, they've been aggressive in what they've done. They've continued to attack, and then because they've attacked, now you've got some open threes. Again, still 6 minutes left in this first half. It's still a lot of time. You're the double bonus. Just because you've made a couple.
Yeah, for sure.
Don't stop attacking.
I want to beat you to the punch and give some love to a big guy. Steven Crowell, again in the interior D on Awaka. I think he altered that shot. That was close to point blank, but Crowell got his body up into him, and Awaka kind of short-armed it, and that triggered things the other way. Stevie's been doing some work on the interior D here.
He has, and the best part about it is, and you hear me talk a lot about, he's been doing it with his chest. So you can't call the foul. So we talk about an older guy adjusting a little bit, and that's what he's done. He's done a great job down there.
Oak Krivas back in there, along with Henry Vassar. So they're a pair of seven-footers on the floor. Here's Bradley into the lane, pushed up in traffic. Missed it off the left side iron, but he was fouled. Now Arizona into full-out attack mode. Kamari McGee picks up his first foul. 6:06 left in the half. 43-29 Wisconsin as Jaden Bradley goes to the free throw line. Mentioned he started his career at Alabama, was on the all-freshman team in the SEC a couple of years back. His free throw for Bradley is good. Came off the bench exclusively for the Wildcats a year ago, scoring 7 points a game, but he is Tommy Lloyd's point guard now this season. A point guard who can score it.
Yeah.
Second free throw on the way for Bradley is good. He has 10, 43-31 Wisconsin, coming up on 6 minutes left in the half. McGee throwing to Crowell, top of the circle. Revis defends. Now Klesman at the top, puts it on the deck, whips it to McGee. Open three, right pocket, book it. Kamari McGee with a triple. 46-31 Wisconsin. 5:45 left in the half. Vassar inside feed. Krivas catches. Low on the left. Moves it on Crowell. Up. Back rim no. Rebound fought for Amos. Tapped it. Crowell has it. Here comes Klesman as again the Badgers hitting the defensive glass. Max on the left hand dribble for Wisconsin. And he's going to take the three. A heat check and not a good idea. Nope. Bricked it wide right. Here comes Jaden Bradley the other way for Arizona. Bradley against McGee. Kicked it out to Krivas. Feeds Caleb Love off the left wing. Mid-range jumper short. Rebound. Klesman of Wisconsin with 5:14 left in the half. 46-31 the Badgers. Klesman throwing to Steven Crowell. Top of the circle. Going to Xavier Amos. He'll try a three right side. He hit it. No, yes.
40, like you said, they're making everything.
49-31 Wisconsin. 4:55 left in the half. Vassar high on the left. Hands off to Caleb Love. Driving. Throws it. He got hip checked by Xavier Amos along the left baseline. Couldn't even hear the whistle. It got a little noisy in here. First foul on Amos.
But Matt, what we've seen so far with this lead expand is we're not going to see John Blackwell the rest of this half.
Should no.
Right? Like, yeah. With the two fouls, we talked about that. He's not going to. You're not going to need him at all. And you're seeing Chris Hodges check in now to buy some time as well.
Ooh.
With it,
yes,
you know,
sir.
With
yeah.
18 point, like what you built is you built some. You know, some extra moments and minutes here.
Yep. Caleb Love's first free throw is good. And remember, there's 4:50 left in the half, so you're coming up on the under four media. So you're buying a little time here. Crowell out, Janicki out. You're giving Stevie a little more time to catch his breath. Love hits the first free throw. He has 3 points in the game. Had 20 against Wisconsin a year ago in Tucson. Second free throw for Love is airborne and good. 49-33, Wisconsin, 4:50 left in the first half. So you got McGee, Amos, Hodges, Tanjay, and Klesman. Amos off the left elbow, picked up by Vassar. Throw to Kamari McGee, high on the right, off the Hodges screen. Kamari drives down the lane to the rim, layup no, and the rebound to Mo Krivas of Arizona. Bradley on the run for the Wildcats, lost the handle, and it's snapped away by Xavier Amos, trying to save it, and he does to Tanjay. Turnover Arizona with 4:22 left in the first half of play. Tanjay against Bryant, steps back, leans in, 10-footer, back banked it, missed it. Bradley the rebound for the Wildcats. Badgers getting caught up in the pace here a little bit. Here's Henry Vassar throwing to Bryant right of the circle, feeds Jaden Bradley. And McGee doing a good job dogging Caleb Love off the ball. Bradley left of the circle, looking to go to work against Amos. Leaning, shooting, baseline left, push it up and in. It counts and a foul. They'll get Xavier Amos. That'll be his second foul as we have a timeout at the Kohl Center. Badger fans, tonight's game brought to you by the official products of Wisconsin Athletics. Brew Pub, lots of lots of pizza, Old Dutch chips, and Pepsi. And the Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at Zero in Wisconsin.gov. 4 minutes left in the first half. Wisconsin 49, Arizona 35. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
In the game of life, every moment counts. Every decision matters, and every choice can make a difference between winning and losing. At Cleary, we understand the importance of a strong foundation, whether it's a gym, a community center, or a place for your business to grow. We build your dreams. So whether you're building a foundation or creating a legacy, your vision is our mission. Cleary Building Corp, since 1978. Explore clearybuilding.com today.
For generations, hardworking people have relied on Ford F-Series trucks to help grow businesses, communities, families. A legacy of capability and technology that has made Ford F-Series America's best-selling trucks 47 years straight. This is the next generation of built Ford tough. Based on 1977 to 2023 calendar year total sales.
Hey Badger fans, the Wisconsin Pork Association encourages you to enjoy pork while supporting our Badgers all year long. Visit WPPA.org for recipes and information. Exactly 4 minutes left in the first half. Wisconsin 49, Arizona 35. The Badgers are 19 of 21 at the foul line. Arizona, they've been to the line a little bit more the last couple of minutes, and yet 7 of 9.
Well, and that's where they have, and that's where I'm hitting you. I'm saying slow down a little bit. Not because you get caught up with them a little bit, but Arizona's getting to the free throw line a little bit more. 4 minutes. Play smart. Get a good possession. When you slow it down, you shorten the game a little bit here. You're up 14. You don't want to change the way you play all the time. But just time, score, situation. Read it a little bit better.
Marcus Ilver in the lineup for Wisconsin now. Stephen Crowell back on. Tanjay Klesmet-McGee rounding out the five. Jaden Bradley Trying to finish this three-point play here. Bradley with 12 points. He's 3 of 3 at the foul line. Junior out of Rochester, New York. With the free throw on the way, and it's good. And the Wildcats within 13, rather. And again, a little 1-2-2-3 quarter look on. Amari McGee breaking the mid-stripe. Gets it to Marcus Ilver. 49-36 Wisconsin. Ilver being hounded by Carter Bryant. Goes off to Klesman. Axe near the mid-stripe. Right of the midcourt logo. Shot clock at 10. Ilver will take a three, and it's a rounded out. No good for the right wing. Grievous the rebound for Arizona. Here's Bradley on the push. Hits the brakes, left elbow, throws to Mo Krivas at the top, gives off to Carter Bryant off the Krivas screen, slipped it inside, caught by Krivas, slam dunk, his first points. 49-38, Wisconsin, with 3:22 left in the half. Amari McGee outside left, throwing to Crowd, Stevie. One dribble, inside feed. Tanjay catches against Bryant. Low on the right. Docked away. Ball loose. Here comes Arizona. Love a lead feed to Bradley. Klesman's back. Bradley driving. Scooped it up. Got it. It counts. And a foul. Klesman could not get a legal guarding position in time. And he has just picked up his second foul. Another and one for the Wildcats. As they're getting back into the fight here, they are within 9.
You got to weather this. There's 3 minutes still. The one thing that they have not done, and I emphasize it was 6 minutes left. Keep driving the basketball.
Yep.
What have they gotten? Three-point shot happy. And the fans aren't happy with that call, but Max was not in leading guarding position. Based on what the new rules from last year,
for sure,
there's no way he was there. That's a tough one to get.
Got
to
be set before the plant foot is established. Bradley with the free throw, and it's good. And Wisconsin, which once had an 18-point lead, it's down to 8. One three-quarters pressure back on for the Wildcats. Tanjay goes cross-court to McGee, right to left. 49-41 Wisconsin, under 3 minutes left till halftime. Tanjay retreats outside right. Bounces to Stephen Crowell. Flips it back to Tanjay around a Crowell screen. Tanjay into a double team. Tough pass. Crowell can't gather it. Turnover Wisconsin. Here's Carter Bryant on the run down the lane to the rim, and he is fouled by Marcus Ilver. And again, getting out on the open floor. Off the turnover, Ilver is called for the foul. That'll be his first, and the Wildcats can carve into that deficit even more.
And Wisconsin's only their third turnover, but that's how Arizona's going to get out and run. You got it. There's 2:40 left. You got it. Just, I hate to say it like this, just get through this half.
Yeah.
Get through these 2:41. With 9:20 left in this game, Wisconsin had 17 free throw attempts. They have 19.
First free throw is missed by Bryant. Arizona's on a 10-point run right now. Krivas comes out. Awaka back in. Greg's going to trust him here. Is Max Klesman with those two fouls back in. He's in there for Janicki. Carter Bryant looking for his first points of the night. Couple of assists. Xavier Amos back in for Marcus Ilver. 2:41 left in the half. 49-41 Wisconsin. Second free throw, Carter Bryant is good, so he gets 1 out of 2. And Arizona turning up the heat in the backcourt a little bit more as Tanjay up the right sideline breaks the mid-stripe. They got him trapped. Needs some help. Splits the double team. Finds Klesman. Long three. Left of the circle. Back iron no good. And the rebound of Tobey Awaka of Arizona. And here comes Jaden Bradley. Bradley a pull-up mid-range jumper. And that just grazed the front rim. No good. Kabari McGee scoops in there for the rebound. 2:17 left in the half. 49-42 Wisconsin. McGee, little stop and go. Stops the foul line. Finds Krause. Sends it to Amos at the top. Right-hand toss caught by McGee. Break that by a Max Klesman. And now Krause turns it to Tanjay. The left wing. Tanjay against Del Orso. John driving the lane. One pump goes up and in. Flipped it in with the right hand. Good job of hitting the brakes. And a near steal and a near foul from McGee trying to chase down Bradley. 51-42 Wisconsin. 1:48 left in the half. Bryant will take a three left of the circle. That short. Rebound. Battled for. Amos trying to save it. Could not. Along the left baseline. Threw it out of bounds trying to hit Klesman. It'll be Arizona ball. Caleb Love ready to come back in for the Wildcats.
That's where the experience of John Tanjay comes in. Understanding, drive the ball, get a basket. Now all of a sudden, Arizona can't get out and run. That last three by Max just didn't love it. Now, thankfully, Bradley came down the air ball in his mid-range, which was just as bad of a shot. But
John Tanjay with 18 first-half points for Wisconsin. Here's Jaden Bradley, high screen from Awaka. McGee working through it. Bradley backing right of the lane. Stops. Back to the basket, eight to shoot, fadeaway jump, baseline right, off the rim, no good. Tanjay rips away the rebound. With a minute 25 left in the half, 51-42 Wisconsin. Tanjay goes into Crowell. Crowell left of the lane, backing on Townsend. Got tied up, ball is loose, turnover Wisconsin. Here's Jaden Bradley ahead to Del Orso, driving left of the lane, got fouled by McGee. Anthony Del Orso to the line, both teams well into the double bonus. Amari McGee with his second foul. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Anthony Del Orso, 6 points tonight at the foul line, shooting two. He hits the first. He was 81% last year, the transfer from Campbell. Second team all-conference a year ago. 51-43, Wisconsin, a minute 13 left in the half.
12-2 run over the last almost 4 minutes here for Arizona. A lot of it's been just careless turnovers by Wisconsin. Let them get out and get going. Just take care of the basketball, boys.
So free throws are good. Backcourt pressure on again for Arizona. Tanjay across the midstripe, and he got bumped by Bryant. And John Tanjay will go back to a familiar spot. That would be the free throw line, where he has scored half of his 18 points. We have 106 left till halftime, 51-44, Wisconsin.